The literary world is mourning the loss of David Foster Wallace. David Foster Wallace reportedly hanged himself Friday in his California home. His most lauded work was the 1996 novel Infinite Jest. It's a 1,000-page display of literary fireworks that earned the author comparisons to Thomas Pynchon and James Joyce. Ulrich Blumenbach has been working on a German translation of Infinite Jest for the past 5 years now. He's in Basel, Switzerland. He says that news of Wallace's death came as a shock.
Having translated him for such a long time, he forms a sort of continual voice in my head, and that's gone now. But there's silence now, and that's the emptiness I feel, or a very abstract mourning his presence.
Now, Infinite Jest is the book that you are still in the process of translating, correct?
Yes, that's right.
You've been working on it for something like 5 years now. That's an awful lot of time to invest in one particular project. Yeah. What is it that has kept you with it?
The complexity of it all. I mean, this is the most complex worldview I've so far experienced in literature. And then as a translator, of course, it's his language, this incredible vocabulary. He has such a huge amount of word, probably more than Shakespeare. And to reconstruct all that in German, in my mother tongue, was and is just delicious.
Is it difficult, though, because he is speaking from an American perspective? Is it hard to make that understood when you're translating it to German?
Yes, it is. He's very difficult, not just the words, but also his sentences. It's very, very elaborate. And I have to reproduce this complexity in German. I have to form just as long sentences. I have to use words that are just as rare as his words are and all that.
Let me ask you something. The way that he wrote, the way that David Foster Wallace wrote, did it reveal to you anything that shaped your view of America, of the U.S.?
Oh, it certainly did. It broadened my perspective. I mean, his critique of contemporary life in the States is so bitter, is so dark, I would never have known before. And Infinite Jest is a huge critique of entertainment business in America, which seems to have shallowed the everyday experiences of people. And it's just the general atmosphere of this regression of this concept of pursuit of happiness to sheer fun.
To sheer fun. So you're saying that the idea of the pursuit of happiness has been relegated to entertainment and fun.
Yes, thank you very much for rephrasing that.
No, that's okay. You phrased it well. And this has colored your own view of the U.S.?
Well, as I said, it broadened my perspective. I didn't see the States like that before. And I don't know whether it's true, but it's certainly a very plausible description of the States in itself.
In losing that voice, what do you think is lost?
For German readers, one of the best, most outstanding and avant-garde voices or writers in American literature, I think the States also lost a very perceptive commentator on the way you live today. Because the essays and the talks he delivered in the States have hardly ever been translated to German. So we don't have that aspect of his personality. We lose a great writer. You also lose a great political commentator.
That's translator Ulrich Blumenbach. His German edition of David Foster Wallace's Infinite Jest is due out in a year. We found a recording of Wallace reading an excerpt from an article that he wrote for Harper's Magazine. It's about a baton-twirling competition at the Illinois State Fair.
The twirler squads are all from different towns. Mount Vernon and Kankakee seem especially rich in twirlers. The twirler spandex costumes, differently colored for each team, are paint tight and very brief in the legs. The coaches are grim, tan, lithe-looking women, clearly twirlers themselves once, on the far side of their glory now and very serious-looking, each with a clipboard and whistle.
That's author David Foster Wallace, who died Friday at the age of 46.